Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 in the Monterey area. But hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line from Southern California our good friend Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Great to be with you, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, Bill Sardi is a health journalist, and he spends all of his time reading medical journals and reading scientific reports and has a phenomenal amount of information on health and health matters. And I think you'll be fascinated by the things he has to tell us. So what are some of the latest things you've come up with, Bill?
Well, of course, there's a tremendous blossoming of information, a flurry of reports surrounding aging, human aging, and the possibility now for real of reversing aging in humans. This is all coming out of Harvard University as well as other research centers. And, of course, what we're going to report today in the first part of the program is that much of this modern information actually confirms many of the proclamations and historical facts in the Bible, and that actually some of the aging processes may have been known by people many thousands of years ago, and in fact may be the very reasons why the Bible reports that people lived for actually hundreds of years. So the processes of aging, the very mechanisms, the human genome has now been tapped, the bottle has been opened, we're able to look at those genes, and some researchers are discovering certain genes that may just have a switch, and when turned on, be able to control aging in humans, not only to accelerate aging, but also to reverse aging, and in doing so, reverse and eradicate virtually all disease.
Well, you know, this is really rather exciting. Some of this research that David Sinclair is doing back there at Harvard, to actually be able to preserve not only human life, but even vegetable life. I think one of the most fascinating things you've mentioned is that they've taken two apples. One they dip into this solution of this substance that comes from grape skins, and the other is simply just an apple, and they put them out on the counter, and one ages, and the other 6 or 8 weeks later hasn't aged at all.
Absolutely. The molecule we're talking about that was able to do this is a molecule obtained from the skin of grapes. It's called resveratrol. We'll be talking about that because that is the molecule that science has identified as a longevity factor, but a tremendous longevity factor. But they were able to take this molecule that is found in the skin of grapes and then, of course, take apples and harvest them freshly off a tree and dip them in this resveratrol solution. And then, of course, they waited seven weeks, put them in room temperature, and, of course, within 7 weeks, none of those apples spoiled. There was no fungal infection. In fact, they retained all their taste. You're talking about the ability to preserve food without refrigeration.
So there are all sorts of exciting things. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi, and we'll get more into this incredible story, the latest, of course, research that's coming out. What man has always really wanted, some means of prolonging life, and, of course, it wouldn't be just prolonging life, it would be prolonging healthy life. And the things that they've been able to do, at least so far with their animal experiments, suggest that if this is carried over into human beings, it will have very, very similar results. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, and we've been talking about some of the new research coming out of Harvard University, where David Sinclair, who's a research scientist there, has found out that there are certain genes that can be turned off and on, and of course, if you want to turn off the aging gene, do you want to turn it off or do you want to turn it on? Which way do you want to go, Bill?
Well, actually, we want to turn on the survival gene, which becomes a longevity gene. And all of us have every living thing, according to Dr. Sinclair, every organism they've tested, from yeast cells to fruit flies to worms, all the way to mice, and even humans have a gene that is responsible for longevity. It does this by a backdoor approach. It's a survival gene first, and when we don't have enough food, when we're exposed to small biological threats like low-dose radiation, possibly hyperbaric oxygen, various things that might biologically stress living cells, then it turns an enzyme on to help that cell survive and live longer. We now know how to turn that switch on and help humans and, of course, every living thing live far longer. What they're saying is about 70% longer in everything they've tested it in. It's not a long jump to humans. We're not talking about dipping them in the resveratrol molecule we were just talking about in the first few minutes of the program. We're talking about turning a gene on by the ability of taking or consuming a molecule called resveratrol. We find it rich in grapes. It's also a little bit in peanuts and some other foods. But we now are, of course, headed towards the first anti-aging pill. They're rapidly producing a pill with this resveratrol in it, which is preserved, and they'll be able to give us, for the first time commercially, the world's first anti-aging pill. And it would really... could give it to a dog or anything. Anything would live longer because they all have the same gene. They all have the same mechanism to do this, and this has, of course, been demonstrated at Harvard University. So it's a remarkable finding. It's a remarkable discovery, and it confirms what we said, of course, as we began the program today, of the unusual reports of longevity, super longevity that are reported in the Bible. So as we, of course, deliver this and take it apart piece by piece and of course, report it to your audience, it becomes a spine-tingling story.
You're going to have to hold that thought right there, Bill, because, of course, we are about to add one more station. Okay, we've got everybody here, on board now. So why don't you just go ahead with the story of resveratrol? And, of course, really, of course, what we know about its effectiveness, this actually comes from wine. Now, you find this in the skin of grapes, and so it is found in red wine if properly taken care of and not exposed to the air?
Exactly. We're reporting today on human longevity for all your audience to background them. We earlier talked in other programs about a molecule that we find in the skin of grapes. It's preserved in wine because... once it's in the skin of a grape, it's something that's produced more so in red grapes and purple grapes than it is in white grapes. And then, of course, as the grape is exposed to moisture and humidity and more fungal attack and infection, it makes more of this molecule. The molecule is called resveratrol, and that little resveratrol molecule is then extracted by alcohol and fermentation in the winemaking process, and then bottled in a bottle. You understand that wine goes through a process from being grape juice to wine, and if you continue to let it ferment, of course, it would be nothing but vinegar. So wine is capturing it in the middle stage, and, of course, you need to keep it away from exposure to air and oxygen, which the ancients were able to do through using amphora jars and various mechanisms that they had developed then to make airtight packages for wine. So as time went on, they began to use glass bottles. But this very thing means that a bottle of wine captures and holds it and preserves it. When we uncork the bottle, then the resveratrol is there for a couple of days and then disappears as it's exposed to oxygen. But there's nothing better at the moment and a glass of wine, red wine. Pinot Noir red wine is that particular grape produces a little more of this molecule. And if it's grown in a northern climate, Oregon, Washington, New York, where there's more moisture and humidity, then we see more resveratrol, and that's where we make our link to the biblical record. Of course, as we understand the biblical record, all of the ancient cultures of the world were wine cultures. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about Mesopotamia or Egypt or Greece or whatever it is. These were all wine cultures. It's easy to understand. Grapes grew in those Mediterranean areas. And, of course, they fermented naturally on their own. The yeast was already present, and it became wine. And so these were wine cultures. It was easier to drink wine. It was a good antiseptic. It was a good medicine. It was free from the germs and things that attack water. So people drank wine. And, of course, as we understand it, if you understand the history of the earth, it doesn't matter whether you're an evolutionist or a creationist or who you are, everyone's record of the Bible, of the earth's history, is that the earth was much more moist at some time in the past. And way back, we can see grass growing 50 feet tall and certain kinds of things. Everything grew bigger and, of course, lived longer. That's the claim of the Bible. We maybe now understand some of that mechanism because grapes grown many thousands of years ago due to the higher moisture. The Bible talks about a canopy surrounding the earth in the Old Testament in two or three locations, and that canopy, therefore, could have held the moisture, kind of been out of greenhouse effect in the earth, and by having more moisture, you'd have had more resveratrol to fight against fungal infection. Therefore, the people eating these foods, and particularly the grapes, would have had this longevity factor. They would have been consuming far more of it than we do today in our diets, even if we ate grapes or, of course, drank wine every day. So this may be the mechanism that caused humans to live much longer. Of course, as we understand it, this process is called hormesis. This is the technical term, and that is that things exposed to a little bit of stress live a lot longer. In this case, the grapes were exposed to the stress of funguses and then transferred that protection, called xenohormesis, to humans. But we do know that even astoundingly, as we understand it, if humans are exposed to small amounts of radiation, then they're going to live 20 to 30% longer and have 20 to 30% less cancer. This is a remarkable finding. Radiation biologists have been trying to tell us this and alert us to it for a while. We've become frightened of things like radon gas and radiation of any kind. But small amounts turn on, apparently, this same gene switch. It's called the sirtuin gene that we, of course, activate through calorie restriction or through this resveratrol molecule. Now, we know starvation is a stressor on the human body, and, of course, if we were without food, the body then upregulates and turns the same survival gene on, and therefore we know that calorie restriction causes any organism, living organism, to live longer. This is the very process, and, of course, I'm saying is that they believe this light dose of radiation would do the same thing. We now know that people who were exposed to radiation in Chernobyl from the Russian atomic exposure, radiation exposure there, that they're actually having lower rates of cancer. Radiologists who work in hospitals have lower rates of cancer and lower death rates than other physicians. We see other records, shipyard workers exposed to radiation seem to live longer and have far lower rates of cancer. This goes on and on. Where does this make sense for the Bible? You see, the crust of the earth had more radioactive materials in it, obviously thousands of years ago. This is agreed upon by geologists all over the world. It's possible that that low level of radiation turned this same switch on and then caused humans to live longer. It could be the explanation for why Adam and Noah and Methuselah and others lived the 900 years the Bible claims. So we have more evidence of this now. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about the canopy around the earth and more moisture, and then, of course, the plants having more of this resveratrol molecule. And, of course, mankind may just be unlocking some of the mechanisms of longevity that were first described in the Bible, of course, many thousands of years ago.
You know, that's really very interesting, Bill, because, of course, the mass media has been trying to scare everybody to death about radiation. Certainly excessive radiation really can be harmful, but of the people who were in Hiroshima and Nagasaki who did not die of the acute radiation blast, or radiation toxicity, they actually are living longer than the other Japanese simply because of the low-dose radiation. The people who were on the periphery of the blast, and that actually stimulated something within their immune system. And you're right, it's called hormesis. And I've heard some of the world's leading scientists talk about this at the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness meetings I attended. You know, many of these people are certainly with the Academy of Sciences. And yet, if you were to pick up your New York Times, your Washington Post, or the regular liberal claptraps that are used to indoctrinate the people, why their thought, the idea is that, oh, any radiation is harmful. Dr. Cohen has done an analysis of radon and found out, you know, if you have a little radon in your house, your incidence of cancer is actually lower. But, of course, you will never read that in the New York Times or in our local newspaper.
Well, not only just lower, but significantly lower. You're talking about living a great many more years in good health without the risk of cancer, maybe 30% lower. That's a real number. It's not a relative number. Some of the radiation biologists and toxicologists in the world are saying this is a great secret that is being hidden from the world, that if we just took low-dose radiation and exposed the entire world's population, we would virtually eradicate a great many of our diseases, particularly cancer. We would extend the human lifespan and save the developing world now as we're living longer from these tremendous healthcare costs, because this is just turning on the same gene switch. Now that they understand the mechanism, some of the kind of mystery or voodoo surrounding this is now being shed away. And these are very credible university professors that, of course, are giving us these opinions. They're very excited about the work of Dr. Sinclair at Harvard, because he has probably either uncovered the gene or the family of genes that upregulate this survival mechanism. It becomes an enzyme that gives all of our cells a longer time to heal and repair their DNA. That is the very thing that you need to fix every disease in the world. You're talking about a cure-all for every disease. You're talking about taking and reversing cancer. It doesn't matter what it is, even if it's a genetically acquired disease. So it doesn't matter. We just are astounded what is being uncovered. This is for real. There will be a book out soon on this. It looks like under development very soon, within a month or two, there will actually be a little pill with stabilized resveratrol. Now, people can go down to health food stores and buy resveratrol capsules today. This is an extract or red wine extract. Unfortunately, it's all biologically inactive. It's been exposed to the air. It's been tested. All of the brands have been tested at Harvard. They're biologically inactive. But a new stabilized type of a pill will be available soon that will be tested at Harvard, biologically active. And, of course, the prospect of that is going to be met with great anticipation. 51 of the world's top scientists have declared, as gerontologists, that most of the claims that we hear about longevity are false, they're fraudulent, they should be disregarded, except those claims involving calorie restriction and genetic manipulation. That is exactly what our story is about today. That is apparently what the mechanism was in the Bible for these people having unusual longevity before the time of Noah's flood.
And, of course, the whole idea of the calorie restriction was what fasting was all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Of course, everyone's a Johnny-come-lately. We use modern terms of calorie restriction. In the biblical terms, it was called fasting. They knew about it then. Moses fasted for 40 days at age 80 and lived another 40 years.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a break now. You do a little work here, and then we'll be right back with Bill Sardi. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WARP.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that we carry a number of other products. One of them, of course, is Alamax, and we tell people about Alamax. It's a great product. It is a garlic product. It's allicin. It's the active ingredient in certainly in garlic, and, of course, you can get this in a pill form now called Alamax. We know that garlic is good for your blood pressure and for your cholesterol, thins your blood, and helps you fight infection. If you'd like to know more about Alamax, why don't you call them at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. And then, of course, we also carry the big Berkey water filters and the Berkey light water filters. And if we were to have any sort of a major catastrophic event, you couldn't get water through regular channels. I mean, you'd have to be boiling your water. But if you have a water filter, why, of course, you can take water from lakes and ponds and rivers. And the big Berkey has been used by missionaries for 150 years. It's stainless steel. And you put 2.5 gallons in the top. It goes through the ceramic filters that are filled with activated charcoal, comes out the bottom. It removes, of course, most of the heavy metals and most of the pesticides and herbicides and chlorine and the bacterium. And, of course, it's a great, great product. It's portable, and, of course, you can use it to your house. You can use it in your recreational vehicle. The Big Berkey costs $239.95, but, of course, it's not available in either California or Iowa. If you'd like to get something and you live in California, there's something called the Berkey Light, and it's made of Lexan so that you can actually see the water level, which is an advantage. And the other thing is, of course, it has black Berkey filters, and they're a very advanced filter. We call them water purifiers rather than water filters. And, of course, disadvantage is they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, whereas the Big Berkey filters can be cleaned and they can be boiled, and they'll last a great deal longer. And now the Berkey Light is $199. You can get it, of course, with lights and other things for, I think it's $259. But you can get the regular Berkey Light filter for $199.95. And, of course, if you buy either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light from Radio Liberty, where you get a 4-tape set that we've either produced or a video we've produced, if you'd like to see them, like to see pictures, why they're on our website at www.radioliberty.com, and you can read about them. And then all the other things, if you want to take the fluoride out of the water, you have to get special filters that take out fluoride, MTBE, and arsenic. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WARP. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I guess this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and we've been talking about resveratrol, and of course this amazing product, which hopefully will be available before very long. The trouble is that it's hard to keep it. It's in wine, but the wine has to be sealed, and once it's been unsealed for a short period of time, for a day or two, while the resveratrol is gone. And so to actually be able to keep this in an activated form, what do? Put it in a nitrogen bubble of some sort?
Absolutely. It just has to be processed and kept from oxygen. Once it is extracted, alcohol, all of the herbal extracts in stores are alcohol extracts, and that's, of course, what fermentation does during the winemaking process. And then once it's extracted from the wine, from the grape skin, why then, of course, it has to be kept from oxygen. And then, of course, packaged and sealed, and there's even a little nitrogen bubble within the capsule, so that any air in there is just nitrogen, not oxygen. And And then, of course, even further packaged on the outside, so the bottle and so on are airtight and sealed so that it's absolutely not exposed. And, of course, you have the longest shelf life. And, of course, you'd get this product as a biologically active product. How would we know that? Well, of course, Harvard's doing the testing, so what they're going to tell us is that it's been tested. Actually, turn on this gene switch in your body. It makes a little enzyme, makes all the cells live longer. So it'll be the first biologically active resveratrol red wine extract. That's what it'll be called. And, of course, they can't make any health claims that humans are going to live longer, but they can tell you everything they've tested it in has lived longer. It mimics the same mechanism that we turn on when we restrict our calories or do fasting. And, of course, this what we'll be able to say on that package is that, of course, it helps cells live longer. So remarkably so, because it's, of course, the cellular DNA mutation that causes all disease or is the initiating point for all disease.
All right.
Now you're going to give cells a longer time to repair themselves.
All right, somebody called in and wants to know if grape juice made by boiling red grapes is beneficial, or if it has any resveratrol in it, or does it have to be wine activated by alcohol?
Right, and of course, here again, we've tested the grape juice, and the grape juice, because of the process of making it, has no active resveratrol. Your raisins don't, because most have been dried out in the sun where the sun has gotten to them. Fresh grapes have a little bit of resveratrol. Again, the secret of wine, it's been extracted, so we have the use of it because it just remains in the skin and you get very little. We have a little bit of enzymatic breakdown, a little bit of a water extract process going on in our digestive tract as we eat grapes. So you'll get a little bit of resveratrol there. But, of course, the secret of wine is that it gives us about 3 to 5 milligrams of resveratrol in a 5-ounce glass of wine because the alcohol has extracted it. And, of course, it's the secret of extraction. When we talk about green tea and we talk about it working for us, they did a study and showed if you let it steep for 5 minutes is when you get the health benefits. You see the hot water becomes a hot water extract. You just have to give it time for the good things to get out of there. And, again, they did a study here in Japan, and they were studying soy, and soy on its own didn't reduce the risk of breast cancer, but miso soup, which has little soy squares in it, did, and of course it was the hot water extract. Again, in soup it worked, in by itself it didn't. So again, everything, the secret is extracts. Nature did this by itself because grape juice will just ferment on its own. It already has a starting agent of yeast in it. It's the same yeast that we use actually to start in baking bread and so on. So it's not a harmful form of yeast like we think of yeast infections and so. And of course we know that wine, this is the French paradox. Countries and civilizations that drink wine seem to have about 30% less heart disease, for example, in France, even though they eat very high-fat diets. So maybe this is part of the explanation.
Well, I'm going to wait for the pill to come out because I don't like the taste of the red wines. I don't like the alcohol in it. So hopefully one of these days this will be available. Do you think it may be within a few months?
Oh, within 60 days. We've actually seen the pills ourselves, and, of course, it's kind of an eye-popping thing to see it and be kind of on the inside of seeing the development of this. And of course, I was just on the phone before this radio broadcast with David Sinclair from Harvard. So this is all real. It just needs to be packaged and comply with the various rules and regulations. And it'll be a real product. So the possibility of it, the anticipation of it, the understanding that this is the highest science and coming from a wonderful understanding of science. Science is finally on the side of all this. We're talking about a food supplement, not a drug. We're talking about something that everyone will have access to.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi.
Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. And once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Archer Stan, and this is the time I just have to mention we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We can just tell you that a lot of the people who use them say that it really does help them, and of course they feel it helps their rashes, and it helps girls or boys with acne. Now, all we can do is suggest if you'd like to try it, maybe it'll help, maybe it won't, but because it's never been cleared by the FDA. On the other hand, I will tell you that so many people who use these products for one thing or another have given us such amazing reports that we don't hesitate to carry them and to recommend them. There's a soap, and there's a moisturizing soap, which I've used for several years now, and there's a lotion and a gel and a neutralizer, which some people use that seems to help them as far as their heartburn is concerned, or other people say it helps their lower digestive tract. If you'd like to know more, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about the Miracle 2 soap products, or maybe even get an introductory set of these at a reduced cost. And then, of course, we mentioned Phonopoly. It's a board game that will teach your children or yourself how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. A great program. We're sold on it. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500. This one's $139.95, and in 16 hours, you can change a child's life. And then, of course, we also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, which is 22 CDs that will take your child from grammar school to high school graduation for $199.95. The textbooks are there. Everything is there that you need other than the Saxon math books, which you have to get on your own. This has been used by Dr. Robinson and many others. So if you'd like to know more about either Phonopoly or the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bill Sardi. We're talking about health matters, and if you have a question for Bill, our telephone number is 1-800. Well, I should say it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got so many telephone numbers. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we've been talking about resveratrol, and of course it'll be available in, 60 days, and really, if they work anywhere near as well in humans as it works in animals, why, of course, it'll be a tremendous boon, and as we know, it works in food and other substances of that sort. And, of course, having this available in a pill form, in an activated form, so you don't have to drink the red wine, I think would be advantageous to many, many of our listeners. So, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Well, yeah, it's been very difficult for all of us who, of course, are careful about alcohol consumption to deal with the very fact that it turns out that alcoholic spirits and beer don't seem to have these same health benefits, but it's wine, and in particular red wine, so that's how we get to the resveratrol story. But even more so is that if you're a teetotaler and you just don't imbibe in alcohol whatsoever, so you don't drink any wine, and then you compare yourself to somebody who drinks a glass or two of red wine a day, the person who drinks that wine is going to be far healthier, have lower cancer risk, overall lower mortality rates as a whole. That's understood. There's some drawbacks. Obviously, alcohol causes inebriation. Alcohol increases the risk of accidents. Alcohol increases iron overload and absorption of iron, particularly harmful in males. Alcohol has a detrimental effect on the liver, robs us of certain nutrients like vitamin A and so on. So there are some side effects that we don't like. But nonetheless, overall, the net result is that the person drinking a little bit of wine will be far healthier. Now, the problem is people that drink a lot of wine are looking for an excuse and love to hear the news. The Bible knew this and called it mingled wine and said there was always a danger of overconsumption, and so they therefore diluted it or watered it down a bit. So, you know, we should all be forewarned. But nonetheless, a small amount of red wine would, of course, make a tremendous health benefit to all of us, and, of course, for the ones who want to wait for the resveratrol pill, why, this would be a wonderful boom, and, of course, we're waiting in anticipation because it gives us a chance to study this in a more controlled manner and see exactly how this mimics some of the longevity that we see as people undergo fasting or calorie restriction or some of these other things. And it now gives us, of course, a chance to see if these benefits are the same without actually having to starve ourselves. The calorie restriction really only works at just slightly above survival level in calories. So we would hate to semi-starve ourselves to try to live much longer. So it's not much of a prospect for most of us. So, and certainly not a very marketable idea. Even though there is the Calorie Restriction Society, you can find them online. There's a couple of health groups trying to promote that idea. But it's unequivocal. It is without question that calorie restriction lengthens life. The Bible talked about this in fasting. Many cultures over the years have practiced fasting. And, of course, it turns the same gene switch on that we're talking about with the resveratrol molecule that we're now going to be able to get from the grape skin. And, of course, the prospect of this is quite bright.
All right, fine. Well, why don't we get your website out there? Because I know you've written some articles on resveratrol and all sorts of other interesting things. How can people get to your website?
The website is askbillsardi.com, B-I-L-L-S-A-R-D-I. And, of course, that's a non-commercial website. There's reports there on cholesterol and acne and hormone replacement. And we just put out a wonderful 10-part health tips on overlooked cures for everything from kidney stones to herpes to bumps and bruises to warts, all kinds of things. And, of course, our latest one was a bona fide, valid cure for cancer that people have been overlooking, which is simply thinning your blood. If you thin your blood, keep it on the thin side. You can do this without getting drugs, Coumadin and warfarin, but actually just getting a little garlic, fish oil, vitamin E, magnesium, or all four. And if you'll get those dietary supplements into your system, you'll keep the blood platelets from being sticky, and it's where the little blood platelets are, that where we have little blood clots that we end up having cancer spread to, and if we block those sites and we don't have them, cancer won't spread, and therefore, of course, we won't have the spread of cancer, and therefore, the mortality rate from cancer would dramatically drop.
So you still have the cancer, but it's not spreading, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. You see, we don't die of cancer per se. Most of it's localized. It stays in the breast or prostate or wherever. It's when it gets into the circulatory system. That's why we got to boost our immune system. We have things that we know now can boost the immune system, which comes out and essentially digests those circulating cancer cells. But once they're in the blood circulation, they're looking for a little place to harbor or start a new colony, and that's what we call metastasis. And that's what we succumb to, and, of course, where those cancer cells are going to accumulate is on blood clots because they have a rich iron base, and iron is a nice growth factor, and it causes them to accumulate into a little ball we call a tumor because blood platelets are kind of sticky like flypaper. So if we can stop the blood clots, we then give the immune system a chance to digest all the circulating cancer cells. And, of course, with that, cancer stays in its closet. And, of course, you have a bright prospect of not succumbing to cancer. You just live with it. So.
All right. Now, what about, though, that the cancer that's spread by the lymphatic channels? Does this impact on that as well?
Well, it has some effect. Now, obviously, cancer cells, so everyone understands, they're immortal cells. They're cells that don't die off, grow up, mature, get into old age, and then die off. So they last forever. They become a little ball. We call it a tumor. And then that tumor has to find its way somewhere, that ball of tumor cells, and some of them get into the garbage end of the system, the drainage end, where we get rid of cellular debris and so on, and that's called the lymphatic system. Now, what happens is our lymph system recognizes this and balls up and creates a gel in there, trying to back everything up so that the cancer cells can't spread. But if they do spread and get through the lymphatic system, then they're going to end up into the blood circulation. Again, the we're dealing with the same system. Boost the immune system and, of course, thin the blood. There was a doctor about 30 years ago in the British medical journal called The Lancet, and he watched his patients for 12 years, over 500 patients who were on blood thinners. 17 of them came down with cancer, but only one of them developed a metastatic or spreading form of cancer, and of course that was unheard of biologically, and it was right then we knew we had a cure for cancer. The oncologists overlooked this. In their anti-vitamin bent of most doctors, the oncologists scare you away. They believe in this. They say don't take vitamin K, which is the clotting vitamin. They always are good at recommending you away from something that's a vitamin, not for something. And of course, as I've indicated, fish oil and magnesium and garlic and vitamin E are all good things for thinning the blood. If you thin the blood, you will, of course, prevent strokes and heart attacks. In this case, the spread of cancer. By the way, if you're trying to do this with aspirin, aspirin is beneficial, but it can cause hemorrhage. Aspirin depletes your body of vitamin C, of iron, and, of course, depletes your body of folic acid, which then means your homocysteine levels will go up, and you'll actually get the very cardiovascular disease you're trying to prevent. So we're not a giant fan of aspirin. Do it with nature's molecules. This would be a better way to go, and, in fact, be very difficult for you to overdose on those four nutrients. You won't overthin your blood because this works in a different way, whereas aspirin promotes hemorrhages. So these are all wonderful lessons to learn. Keep your blood thin, and you'll have a healthy protection against cancer and cardiovascular disease.
Well, what about that book you wrote about the power of healing, the power of God? My wife has that, and she really thinks that's a wonderful book.
Well, it's a wonderful study book. Of course, it was a labor of love to write that 8.5 by 11 big manual type book, a couple of hundred pages, and it has the history of healing, and of course all the wonderful miracle healings in the Old Testament, the New Testament, in the apostolic era of the Bible, and then of course we go through the history of healing in the modern times and things we can do naturally. With molecules that God made to stay healthy. I know about 40% of the population doesn't have health insurance. About 40% of the bankruptcies in the United States are caused by healthcare bills that are just too big. We're trying to lead the way and tell people to stay healthy at home. I've even been privileged to kind of captain and design some wonderful new nutritional supplements that called Health at Home Nutrition, trying to help people stay healthy at home and, of course, keep their health care bills down. And of course, they asked me to develop some formulas for keeping healthy blood pressure and healthy cholesterol levels and flushing out the gallbladder if you have gallstones and keeping the liver healthy, a liver flush, things to help support hearing when many people unfortunately lose their hearing, often due to loud noises and other things. And so it's been wonderful things like this I've had a chance to do the research on, and of course I love sharing all this and helping people find economical ways to stay healthy without always having to run to the doctor.
And how would people find out about those, Bill?
Well, of course, that's the Health at Home Nutrition line. If they would call 866-405-4000 and get registered, just put their name in and say they would just like to get our free health newsletter called Self-Care News. And, of course, everybody's going to have a free videotape that I've just produced. It'll be ready in just a few days. How to Stay Healthy at Home. It's a whole wonderful videotape. We're giving it away to your listeners along with a wonderful little newspaper called the Self-Care News. So it's all free. There's no attachments to it, just wonderful information, and of course you're going to get to learn about those products too. But a lot of wonderful free health tips that have nothing to do with anything commercial, just things you can do in the kitchen and so on to stay healthy.
Well, now, where can people get your book, The Power of Healing, The Power of God, and the other books you've written? Because I know you've written one on iron, and you have, you've got a half a dozen books or more.
I did write 5 books last year. We have the Bible Prescription for Health and Longevity, and, of course, then we have a book, The Iron Time Bomb, about how iron controls our health, and we have the New Truth about vitamins and minerals. That's a new book that we just produced. People confuse which vitamins, minerals to take, which multivitamin to use. And, of course, if you go to my website, askbillsardi.com, of course, you get a link there to a little website where there are some books that are sold at hereandnowbooks.com, Here and Now Books. But there's a link on my website, askbillsardi.com, and you can find out about it there. Or call that number, 866-405-4000. They'll send you a list of my books. I like to give away the information. Obviously, we don't have the time here, so some people like to dig into a book, and if you'd like to, why fine, the books are available. But, of course, we're just trying to share, give the information away, help people who need it. I know there's a lot of people that have vision problems or other issues that can't even read a book. So we're trying to find ways to get the information to people, help people that are in need.
Well, I really was so fascinated with your book on the iron time bomb because, you know, 200 years ago, in fact, even longer than that, of course, bleeding was a method of approach, and everybody sort of ridiculed the idea. Remember that it was Robin Hood who was bled to death, and, of course, George Washington, had periodic bleeding. But, of course, they recognized at the time that there was something in the blood. Maybe they didn't know it was iron. Maybe they did. But actually, of course, iron, overabundant of iron in people really can create tremendous problems, can't it?
Well, it is the rusting agent of the body. It's usually controlled and bound to something. And as you know, grapes are loaded with iron. And of course, we eat raisins, which are dried grapes for their iron content. But we don't see any rusty grapes or raisins, and that's because it's bound to these little pigments that are in the skin of the grapes. And so as long as iron is bound in the human body, and we can find some natural foods that do that, we can find our body does it a little bit of it on its own. But as long as we lock up iron, our hemoglobin or red blood cells carry iron and oxygen, the two most dangerous molecules in our body, because oxygen makes oxidation or what we call spoiling or spoilage of our tissues, and of course iron is rust. So that as long as they're bound to the hemoglobin red molecule, nothing happens. So the trick is for perfect health is to learn how to bind the iron up, and in particular any serious disease, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, if you control the iron, you can control the disease. And yes, they did use bloodletting because 80% of the iron is in the blood, and when they let the blood out, of course, they controlled the iron. They knew this bloodletting was being practiced during Bible times. Of course, they even had some knowledge of this. In the growing years, you need iron. So when you're a child, you do need iron for growth. It's the major growth factor in the body. And, of course, there was advice in the Bible not to see the child in its milk, that is to not give it meat and milk at the same time. Milk, if you have a hamburger which has highly absorbable iron in it, red meat is highly absorbable forms of iron. But if you have a milkshake with it, then milk has some things that block it, and you cut the iron absorption down by 50%. Of course, these are all modern studies. The Bible talked about it and said just don't give a growing child milk along with meat. And so that was known for a long time. And so now we're seeing many of these wonderful pieces of Bible wisdom and advice that were passed along actually being confirmed by modern scientific studies.
Well, you know, there's really so much in the Bible about nutrition and about health, and, you know, we sort of pass a lot of this off, but there is a tremendous wisdom there, and that's really one reason why the Jewish people were so much healthier than the rest of the population, because they had these very, very specific dietary rules.
Well, they did. They were practicing kosher, or what we call clean, later on here in the United States. Maybe we were the first advanced country to clean up its water. That's why the Berkey water filter, these things are good ideas, because you need to further clean your water up, even from the chlorine, which is so wonderful to clean up our own water, but becomes a little bit of a toxin itself in there, causing the chlorine in your tap water causes 20,000 cases of bladder and kidney cancer where water pools in the body. So you want to make sure that you use in a water filter in your home. But the Bible prescribed water from deep water sources, not on surface areas. And, of course, eventually methods of hand washing were prescribed in the Bible. Go to the book of Leviticus. You see all these methods of keeping things clean. It wasn't until later on in the early 1900s, the United States, we had the Pure Food and Drug Act. We cleaned up our water with chlorine, and sooner or later, our lifespan began to increase. The Jewish people were doing this already thousands of years ago.
Well, Bill, it's always fascinating talking to you. Thank you so very much. And for our listeners out there, if you want to get to Bill's website, it's AskBillSardi.com. That's AskBillSardi.com. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future, are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to remind our listeners in the Monterey Bay area listening here that we're going to have a all-day seminar at the Aptos Seascape Resort there in Aptos on November 29th, 2 days after Thanksgiving. And we're going to bring in, of course, Robert Klink from Southern California, Dr. Robert Klink, who talks on the church growth movement. And believe me, it's sweeping America. Right now, we're some 4,000 churches are going on to this crash program of, introducing this whole idea of church growth. What is it really all about? Where does it come from? And how is it going to transform Christianity? Well, Dr. Klink will be telling you all about that. We'll have, of course, Joan Paris talking on the Patriot Act. Bill Sardi was just with us on health matters. Brad Dinkins on Christian persecution. I'll be talking about the war of Iraq and other things. We'll have a panel. Lunch will be provided. And, of course, we'd like you to call if you're going to be coming because we have to know ahead of time who's going to be there to order lunches. And so you're going to have to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's $49.95. And, of course, you'll get your lunch. You'll get a packet of notes on all of the various speakers that are going to be there. And I think you'll have a great time. I know we did last time. And, in fact, when the day ended, nobody really wanted to leave. So the doors will open about 7:30. We'll start at 8:30. And, of course, we hope that you'll come. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and let us know you'll be there. Or you can, of course, send a check to Post Office Box 999 in Santa Cruz, California. That's Post Office Box 999 in Santa Cruz, California. Hope to see you there November 29th, 2 days after Thanksgiving. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when we have to tell our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we'd hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And my producer points out that we'd like people to send the check to Post Office Box 969 in Soquel rather than 999. Send it to Post Office Box 969 in Soquel 95073. And, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do 5 hours every day. as we reach out across America with the news that you'll never hear from Rush Limbaugh, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Barbara Walters. And so if you really want to understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in, that is being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, and now on a religious battlefield, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, our September newsletter, of course, goes into what really happened on September 11th, 2001, that morning. I think you'll be fascinated by it. We've had so many responses from people who've read the letter and really felt it helps to clarify what happened. It's really the suppressed testimony of Mindy Kleinberg, who testified before the investigating committee of Congress that was actually, it was not specifically Congress, it was appointed by the leaders of both houses, but of course the president insisted that he would have control of who the chairman was. Why? Well, because, of course, things happened on September 11th they don't want you to know about, and everything has been done to suppress the truth from the American people. Mindy Kleinberg did a great job in her testimony. That's probably why you never heard about it. It's up on the Internet, or you can get it, of course, in my September newsletter. If you'd like a free copy, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can pull it down. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope that you will go to our website, and you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day and not ever get much of anything accomplished. You can listen to our archive programs, and of course a lot of people can't listen during the times when we're doing the programs, but many of them are archived there for a period of 5 to 6 weeks. And of course you can also pull down our newsletters, other things we've written. We hope that you'll tell others about our radio programs. We hope that you'll tell them about our website and encourage them to listen to our programs on a regular basis out across America, because that's how we're getting people informed about what's really going on. And you must understand that there has been, for almost 6,000 years, a plan to create a one-world government and a new world religion. And of course, the small group of people that controls our government, and we can call them the neocons, but the neocons are simply a front group for the Council on Foreign Relations, of the people in the Project for the New American Century, which really make up the people who control the government today: Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, several ambassadors, the people who control so much of the media. There are only 25 of them, and 17 came from the Council on Foreign Relations, but nobody who writes about the Project for the New American Century or the neocons will tell you that, but that's really the key, and they are simply a front group for the power structure that rules America. So if you'd like, of course, more information, go to our website, or, of course, this will be our October newsletter, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember to give us a call if you're going to be able to come to our conference on the 29th of November. Till Monday, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.